The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora. You're listening to Fresh FM. The show is called Loud and Queer. It's LGBTQIA+ music by us and for us. Got a really good show lined up for you tonight. I have a new track by Aotearoa band There's a Tuesday, and I am speaking with art project and DJ duo Ngasti, and we had a great chat and they shared some tracks with me and I had a really good time. Let's get right into the music though. I'm going to play that track by There's a Tuesday. It just came out on Valentine's Day. It's called Margot.
Sounds all such a receipt. الإنسان تضيعي اتسطحي تحت الشجرة التوت انظري على النجوم وقولي كل أسرارك للقمر عم بسمع لك
is a band called All Cats Are Beautiful, and the song was If Only I Could Bless Your Bones. You're listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. I'm Joe. Before that All Cats Are Beautiful track, you heard Wafia from new album Promised Land. Song is Dragonfly. And first up, you heard the brand new one from There's a Tuesday. It's called Margot. I have a kōrero for you now, with art project and DJ duo Ngasti. Quite looking forward to seeing them DJ at Portnoy's in Ohinehu on the 1st of March. And I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
Kia ora, we're Ngasti. I'm DJ Cesar.
And I am Tyson, also known as Cardio. We're a Gorgini duo DJ.
Yes. Personality gymnast.
Personality gymnast. Snatchy tanga, rangatira tanga.
Yeah.
Sonic.
Scammy tanga.
Scammy tanga.
We love scamming.
We love scamming, and we love bringing the BPD to the dance floor.
Yeah, and the normie tanga, because we have normie tanga lives. So on the outside, and normie people like to party as well.
Yeah, so we party too. As normie as it can be, with the constraints of being in this world.
Yeah.
How did you come to DJ together?
Well, there were floods in Auckland, and I was at Tyson's place, and I went to the toilet, and then I just had this epiphany on the toilet, like a toilet epiphany, where I was like, I'm sick of DJing alone. So for anyone who doesn't know me out there, I had a DJ career in Australia. We're both Māori, but lived in Australia for a long time, like through high school, which is why I have the twang. Anyway, and I just realized I'm sick of DJing alone. Like, and Tyson and I would be like lit together. We're best friends. We did a lot of performances together in NAMM in Melbourne and played a couple of festivals and gigs together. Tyson's Orcardio is an amazing rapper, and we just bring the snatchy tonga to the people.
I guess also like uniquely, like having lived in Australia, we've got a very different perspective on being Māori. And I guess what we kind of, identify as kind of recent returnees to Aotearoa, like what distinguishes us as international people versus like local people. And it sounds a bit condescending, but I guess like we get treated differently because we are from Australia. So we just embrace it. We carve out space, very literally.
I guess it is also a progression of our previous work in Australia. We questioned a lot about what it is to be Māori in Ahitereiria, and you know, so many Māori are over there now, and so a lot of our performances like were based on that question, and we were exploring it by DJing rap and performance, and you know, this here calling ourselves Nasty is just kind of like a progression of that inquiry. But now that we're home, yeah, I guess we're just kind of trying to combine like our Melbourne clubby club kid vibe with being Māori, probably.
We're trying to bring our Melbourne club kid vibe without being assimilated into like local like Auckland culture.
Yeah. yeah, like Melbourne iciness.
Like we don't want to bring like the, we don't want to bring like the, the, we don't want to bring the, that, that big long white cloud down, like bring it down on us. We don't want to be brought down on us.
Yeah. We don't want to feel like we're being dragged into a swamp.
Even though the swamp has lots of potential.
Yeah.
It is a gorgeous pond elsewhere.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, like how we got started. We were just trying to scam the internet. And so we just said, hey, we're a famous international DJ duo. And then within within a month, we scammy-tongued like some photos and a couple mixes, and then we were asked to support Mecca Talk, who lives in Berlin. And
shout out to Community Gardens as well. They're a great org.
Shout out. We love you.
Bridge.
Yeah. No, they're amazing. And they were picking up what we were putting down, and they got it. Yeah. And so this is kind of like, a next step in that.
And what sort of music can we expect when we hear you DJ?
Like ADHD is probably the genre.
None of the club standards, much to my dismay, because they are very out of fashion.
Yeah.
We cannot be SoundCloud sluts from like 4 years ago. It's very awkward.
Yeah. We don't want to be SoundCloud sluts, but we also don't want to play what is regularly played in the underground, where basically trendless trendsetters.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. So what can you expect? Anything
you from, can expect like, chicken noises?
Yeah.
are chicken noises the nasty version of an air horn?
Well, that would be the sheep bleating. This is our air horn. Yeah. The chicken's more like a sort of staccato rhythm. Yeah.
I guess what we do is we pull on the kind of, I guess my art practice of thinking about agriculture, agriculture and settler colonialism and its relationship to land, and then kind of becoming farm stock or becoming livestock through a mimicking. So there was this one poem that I wrote, which was about inhabiting or becoming a piece of mutton. as a symbol of being like dragged across the art world. So I guess, yeah, there's some kind of weird tonal like textures within our practice, but they are critical, but they just kind of sound absolutely like bonkers and incoherent and a bit like awkward and strange.
Yeah. And we don't ever talk about our music or our mixes like this, but...
Don't we? Oh, sorry. I bought the art vibe here. Sorry.
No, it's fine. I was just going to say that we work quite intuitively, but Tyson and I have been friends for so long and have this kind of... we know what each other thinks about things, but instead we'd rather live in the moment and just kind of let it happen. So it's interesting to talk about it on radio, I guess is what I'm trying to say. We know how each other thinks. We know like what critiques are out there. We've all done crit theory and like have been in the art world and the music worlds. But now we're just kind of like, where are we at now? What's circulating in like this zeitgeist? And then what is meaningful for us? And then we just spew it all out, but with skill.
On March the 1st is the Port Noise Festival. Can you please both tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah.
It's essentially it's a music festival in Lyttelton, Port Noise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got a relationship to Ototahi in Christchurch through public sculpture. It's kind of a cool natural progression. Well, it's not a natural progression, but it's a progression whereby I could be the artist.
Yeah. In,
like a seaside town. And also me and Cesar also DJed at Christchurch Art Gallery.
Yeah, we did that.
And we also performed with Brian Fawata at Suma Gallery. So we kind of more have a contemporary art.
Yeah.
In my opinion, a contemporary art like bent on the way that we interact with music and culture.
Yeah, it feels more like an art project rather than strictly DJing. That sounds really wanky, but it's true.
It's true. Hate's gonna hate.
Yeah, this is an art project and we'll just stop when it stops being fun.
I was just going to say, like, an art project and fun are not mutually exclusive things. Like,
yeah.
What are the favourite tracks in your sets at the moment?
We love Madonna, American Life.
Oh, are you familiar with that?
I'm just Wikipediaing it now. It came out in 2003. Yeah, and it features, like, lots of references to American culture and at the time, like, the invasion of Iraq and all of that, but, like, people walking down a catwalk. It's a song that, like, I think people find difficult to listen to because it's really, like, brash and awkward. And that's, like, our co-pupper. So,
well, yeah. I guess it's kind of like with the video clip itself, it's kind of exposing the mechanics of what America is and then visualizing the spectacle of, like, politics.
Yeah.
As a hugely contradictory space. So... I think contradiction is definitely like part of like our like
yes
palette, our sonic palette.
Yeah.
Do I have to change my name? Will it get me far? Should I lose some weight? Am I gonna be a star? I tried to be a boy. I tried to be a girl. I tried to be a mess. I tried to be the best. I guess I did it wrong. It's why I wrote this song. This type of modern life, is it for me? This type of modern life, is it for free? So, I went into a bar, looking for sympathy, a little company. I tried to find a friend. It's more easily said. It's always been the same. This type of modern life is not for me. This type of modern life is not for free. American life.
American life.
I live the American dream.
American
you
dream.
Are the best thing I've seen. You are not just a dream. I tried to stay ahead. I tried to stay on top. I tried to play the part, but somehow I forgot just what I did it for and why I wanted more. This type of model.
for me? This type of modern life, is it for free? Do I have to change my name? Will it get me far? Should I lose some weight? Am I gonna be a star? I get a double shot, it goes through my body, and you know I'm satisfied. I drive my Mini Cooper, and I'm feeling super duper. You, they tell me I'm a trooper, and you know I'm satisfied. I do yoga and Pilates, and the room is full of hotties, so I'm checking out the bodies, and you know I'm satisfied. I'm digging on the isotope, this metaphysics shit is dope, and if all this can give me hope, you know I'm satisfied. I got a lawyer and a manager, an agent and a chef, three nannies and assistant and a driver and a jet, a trainer and a butler and a bodyguard of five, a gardener and a stylist. Do you think I'm satisfied? I'd like to express my extreme point of view. I'm not a Christian and I'm not a Jew. I'm just living out the American dream, and I just realized that nothing is what it seems.
I don't know, Cesar, if you're going to be down for it, but I am down with Lady Gaga's Abracadabra for sure.
Yeah, huge. I love it.
She's back?
Yeah. Yeah, we're giving like very, like, if Azalea Banks was Māori and split into two people, post-success filled with bitterness and very accurate but psychotic hot takes. Yeah, and just glamorous the entire time.
Any other tracks that you want to point out?
I've been listening to a lot of Goth Jafar, which is a DJ like kind of over in Europe.
We love Goth Jafar.
Goth Jafar is stunning.
Big love influence. Chaos.
Very gorgeous. Kind of has like a Bratz Doll kind of nostalgic energy attached to it with like hardstyles, like club music. Very love.
Yeah.
What was that Justin Bieber song that I sent you?
Oh, yeah. We like Justin Bieber. We like techno and really unhinged pop music. The Attention Deficit track by Scream. Sorry, I love that.
We'll be right back.
I said the phrase queer anthem to you, what song comes to mind instantly for that?
Queer anthem.
I just like already go to Inna, Romanian singer Inna, and I probably go like Yalla.
Yeah. Probably, I play this all the time, and I have since like near the beginning of my career, but maybe the original Work This Pussy by Armin van Helden, and also If Madonna Calls, I'm Not Here.
Oh, I love yes. That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is having a dig at Madonna for stealing Vogue.
Call me in Miami. Santa calls, I'm not here.
Me some boys from El Barrio and I'll be set.
Here. Madonna calls. If Madonna calls. If Madonna calls.
Disconnector.
If Madonna calls, if Madonna calls, if Madonna calls, I'm not here.
And then also probably more recent one, well, recent-ish, like last five, six, 7 years, is Jasmine Infinity's I Hate Everything. I play it all the time. And to me, she's like a huge influence on my DJing. Lately, we've also been, well, I've been into like medieval psytrance folk music with like lots of Celtic. It's like if Irish and Scottish people had a rave. I'm obsessed with that. I'm obsessed. We kind of do whatever we feel like. And it's like reflective of our sense of humor and our, yeah, sensitivities towards culture and art and scenes. But yeah, we're an art project first and foremost, and obviously we love Charlie XCX. And
oh yeah, Charlie XCX. I mean, Black Girl Summer, yeah, has definitely finished, definitely dead.
Yeah, it's done,
but it's okay. We're running on, we're just on the last tail of it, and I think, yeah, we can squeeze the last bit of life out of that album, I'd say.
Totally.
What's been interesting about people and their, or some of our audience, or some of our, yeah, some of our audience, is that they resonate with how we want to live our lives as club people. So we're kind of a little bit older. We're not interested in like young.
We want money.
We're not interested in young, like social climbing, like DJing. We kind, yeah, of, you know, we don't care.
We want to stay at the Park Hyatt.
We want to stay at the Park Hyatt, and we want to do like matinee sets. So like at like 6 p.m. to like 9, 6 till 8 or something. Just be really turbo for those like I guess like older people that are just appreciative. So just for, it's not for old people just exclusively, but to really.
This is the position we're in.
And we don't want to go, we don't want to go shop to a club at 1 o'clock in the morning. That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's gross.
This old person appreciates the fact that I'll probably actually get to see you both at Portnoy's in that case.
Yeah. The other thing is that I feel like generationally that's what's happening anyway. Like young people are generally, like, obviously there's always going to be festival crowds and munters, but generally they're like going home earlier, they're not drinking.
We haven't been like wasted in a club for a very long time. We don't, like, there was a time we were doing smoothies, like health smoothies, and just like doing health drinks while being toxic in like DJ vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we still need to bring that health energy, the health vibe.
Yeah.
In the spirulina swamp.
Spirulina swamp.
We're talking ginkgo. Shot, like, yeah, and that's the way things are trending anyway. So maybe we're actually just in the trend. I don't know. But
we want to sit around. We don't want to sit around talking about what you want to do with your life.
No,
paying for the bill and then walking out. You can go.
I don't want to hear about your housemates or your.
We don't want to hear about this little shitty little art vibe that you've got going, yes, with your life.
We don't want to like talk about how you're an emerging artist, like. We don't want to go to your Ari.
We don't want to hear about the same project you've been telling everyone at Bender's for the last, yeah, 5 years that you can't get off your ass and do. Just do it.
Yeah, we don't.
What is the conversation that you want to be having?
We don't want conversations. We want to see action.
Hey.
We want to bask in the glory that you've created.
Yeah.
We don't want to sit there and help you manifest. You did it yourself, and we are here to attest.
I am really looking forward to experiencing what you've got for us at Portnoy's. Thank you both so much.
Oh, it's been nice talking about what we do. Thanks for having us on, Joe.
This is our first time as well, so thank you for having us together like this.
You have been listening to an extended kōrero with Art Project and DJ duo Ngasti, and you can catch them DJing at Portnoy's on the 1st of March. I have a few more tracks for you, and I'm here with you for about another 15 minutes. This is Pōneke producer Current Bias, and the track is called Limbic Freedom. Thank you. Te reo irirangi o te tau ihu o te waka a Māui. Fresh FM.
You are listening to Loud and Queer. That was the Galo Liafi remix of Mokotron's Doctrine of Recovery. And before that, you heard Current Bias and Limbic Freedom. I have really enjoyed bringing you a bunch of music and chats today. I'm also looking for your input. Are you a queer musician? Do you know queer musicians that I should play? Please get in touch. This is not just about me. It's a community radio show, and I'd love for some community input. If you would like to get in touch, please go to loudandqueer.nz and on there is my email address. There's also a link to Instagram, so you can DM me through there. DMs are open. I would love to hear from you. Now, it's become a bit of a tradition since I started this show in October to end the show with a song by a queer legend. And this week I have a track from 1994, and it is Always by Erasure. Thanks for listening to Loud and Queer. I'll be back again in a couple of weeks.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.